Tom Morris, Fox Sports senior reporter, who will be part of the coverage tonight on Fox Footy of the St Kilda Richmond game, which is coming away from 6:30 p.m. tonight on Fox. So check out, well, every game's on Fox. So if you want to watch your game, you've got Fox Footy's finest ready to roll, and Tom Morris will be part of it tonight. Welcome back to you, Tom. Great to have you on again.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. Good to chat. There's a bit of news around today.
Yeah, so you've written a column on foxsports.com.au, if people want to read the full column, about Stephen Wells, who is an iconic recruiter. He's been around for a long time. Now, I'm old, and he recruited me. So that's how long he's been around. He picked me up from the airport when I came over from Port Adelaide. Don't laugh. He actually did. So he's been around for a long time. What's going on? 1987.
Oh, wow. Well, he's been the head of recruiting and list management since 1994. I didn't realise it'd been since 1987.
Yeah, he was working under Bill McMaster back in those days, so he's been around the club. He was a player for West Adelaide and a local player here in Geelong as well. So he was a pretty good footballer. He played in the Sandville. So that's how good a player he was back in the day.
And a very good cricketer as well, I see, in local cricket circles. So, I mean, the news around Stephen Wells is that he has stepped aside at Geelong. And I originally got some mail that he'd resigned. Now, the Cats tell me that's categorically untrue. He hasn't resigned. But the people I've spoken to in the last hour or so would not be surprised at all if he does resign. And there's some conflicting reasons, why Stephen Wells has stepped aside. I guess the official line from people at the Cats is that they're just assessing exactly the direction forward of the football department. He's not actually the official list manager at the moment, although he's still sort of part of meetings and has discussions with people at the club. So it's a bit of an unusual one. I sort of get the sense, without knowing 100%, that the Cats are looking to move in a different direction, and Stephen Wells, having been there for so long, might just be thinking, well, what else can I do? Or what's the next phase of my life going to look like? Mm. And that might have just coincided at the same time. But it's big news given how much of a doyen he is in list management circles, as you know, Dwayne.
Yeah, and he set up the premiership, the four premierships as well. And he set the club up really well for this batch of finals that Chris Scott is overseeing at the moment. Now, they've won a flag for quite a while since Chris Scott's opening year. But he's actually assembled a really good list. It's surprising to a lot of Geelong people that they haven't won a premiership in the last 4 years. Now, he's pretty entrenched in Geelong as a person, as a resident as well. In fact, he lives down the road from me, Wellesley. So would some other club... what I'm saying is, would another club entice him to Melbourne? Would he go and work for another club? I suppose you don't have to actually go and live in Melbourne or a particular state anymore to be a head of recruiting, whereas 10 years ago, when a number of clubs would have courted him, you would have had to have done that.
Yeah, it's a really good point, Dwayne. I get a sense the answer to that would be no, mainly because one of the things someone told me who's close to Stephen Wells is that he's actually quite exhausted at the moment from the additional demands of doing the list management and the head of recruiting role, which has, amplified this year given the soft cap cuts. And, you know, recruiters in all football clubs are being pushed to the very edge of their capabilities because of less staff and football clubs. So I think that would be part of it. So I'd be surprised if he went to another club. But there's also this reality at Geelong that they've sort of been kicking the can along the road for quite some time and doing it very well, it must be said, regarding their list. But they picked up three guys over the age of 29 in the trade period. They're here for the now. And I just wonder whether Stephen Wells, if he puts his list management hat on and if he's honest with himself, believes that he has the stomach, along with people at the club, to rebuild the list or reinvigorate the list again beyond this year? That's an open question. I'd love to hear from Stephen Wells. I put a call into him, I've texted him, and he hasn't replied. But I do feel as if it's almost the last year of their go, and Stephen Wells would be aware of this given how he's been so central to the list management decisions.
Yeah, look, maybe he's just going to pick up the golf clubs and sail into the sunset, knowing that he's done a great job. Yes. And he'd be, you know, really happy with his body of work. That's the interesting part for me. Now, but because so many things can be done online now, maybe he can streamline it and do it from home. I'm not sure. It'll be an interesting chat when I run into him at the Highton Shops. Interestingly enough, the great Bronco Bill McMaster, who was the head of recruiting, he occasionally wanders down the road at the Highton Shops as well. So if I see either Bronco Bill or Stephen Wells and I have a chat to them, Tom, I'll let you know what I ascertain. But good story. Great story, Tom. I look forward to reading it in full.
Thanks, John. I've got one more question for you. Did he get it right by picking you up from the airport and selecting you?
Well, probably not. I could have been a lot better than I was. Put it this way. He got it right and I let him down. How's that sound, Tom?
You're very modest, Wayne. Thanks very much. Good to chat.
Good stuff. Tom Morris, Fox Sports Senior Reporter. Be part of the coverage on Fox Sports, Fox Footy tonight. St Kilda v Richmond from 6:30 PM. That Stephen Wells story online if you want to read it. foxsports.com.au. We'll take a break. Peely and Inverley's on the line. I know you're there, Peely. Come to you straight after this for a wrap of the NBA.